Most agencies are doing a better job of managing their government records. 24 agencies have 7 requirements to improve record management. Part of a directive the National Archives and Records Administration and Office of Management and Budget issued in 2012, Valerie Melvin is Director of Information Management and Technology Resources Issues at the Government Accountability Office. She says some agencies didn't think some of those requirements were mandatory. Valerie, thanks for coming on the program. Let's go back to that 2012 directive and discuss, first of all, exactly what agencies had to do as a result of it. Thanks for coming on the program today.
Thank you for having me, Francis. What this directive did was essentially put an emphasis on the fact that there's a growing amount of information that's increasingly in electronic form. So the intent here was to develop a set of requirements for agencies to address as far as trying to improve the transparency, the efficiency, and accountability of their record keeping, especially in an electronic format. So with that, the directive specified 7 particular activities or requirements, if you will, for federal agencies between August, it started in 2012, and we looked at them from November 2012, I should say, through December of 2014, and our intent there was to try to see specifically what agencies were doing to try to better manage according to this directive.
Yeah, the objectives here seem to be straightforward. You wanted to see whether they had gone as far as they needed to as required in this directive, and also see whether OPM, OMB, and NARA were doing their part in this. Do I have that right?
That is correct. We wanted to look at what they were doing. Each of them had a specified set of requirements. And for the agencies, we looked across those 24 agencies that you mentioned to see whether, in fact, they were putting these requirements in place. They covered everything from reporting annually to NARA on the status of their progress in managing permanent and temporary email records. This is something, you know, we see a growing use of electronic records, and so you want to have the emphasis there on making sure that they can manage that. This looked at or focused also on the transition of their permanent records to electronic formats, as well as establishing the senior agency officials, putting in place those individuals who are responsible for really coordinating the agency's records management and ensuring that they were complying with records management statutes and regulations.
You lay out all 7 of these in your report, and we have a link to it at federalnewsradio.com/in-depth. But I look at one chart, and it looks to me like a success story. Designating senior agency officials to oversee records management activity, 22 out of 24. Report on progress to manage email records, 23 of 24. Develop, begin to implement plans to manage permanent records in electronic format, 23 of 24. And I could go down the list.
Yes.
Was this kind of patchwork, though, in that the missing agency or 2 or 3, or there was one case where there were only 20 out of 24? Or were there some laggards that you found were a little bit behind in each of these 7?
I think it was a mixed bag. We found in most instances, as you noted, that most of the agencies had taken the steps necessary to implement the requirements that were specified. There were a couple of instances where we found agencies not. For example, if you take one of the requirements that they name their senior official and that they designate this official at a certain level, at an assistant secretary level, with the goal of ensuring that there was a person in place to assure compliance, we had one agency that didn't feel that was a mandatory requirement. So we saw instances where they may not have put in place that particular requirement because of their own interpretation of it. We saw other instances where they, in fact, were working, but they were delayed and they hadn't completed all the steps that they needed to get, for example, all of their permanent records identified. And then in one case, we actually did find an agency that actually had, and it's one that we made most of our recommendations to relative to not having met a number of the requirements, largely because they hadn't taken some initial steps toward really identifying their records management, their status, and reporting that to NARA.
Valerie Melvin of the Government Accountability Office looking at records management initiative compliance at 24 federal agencies. You cite some examples here, and I have to say the examples that you cite lead me to believe that this is that the issues are more a matter of maybe misunderstandings or just time issues more so than a failure to respect the importance of the initiative and so on. One example, you write, while all 24 agencies designated a senior official to oversee records management, two didn't designate the official at the assistant secretary level, and one didn't reaffirm the official by the specified deadline. Now, I know the letter of the initiative calls for these, for each of those two things, but it doesn't sound to me like those are things that somebody in an agency says, well, we're not going to do that. It sounds like maybe those were just things that happened, I don't know, maybe almost inadvertently, Valerie.
Yeah, I think some of it was, again, interpretation, their own interpretation of what they were required to do. There was some specificity within, these designations. They had to designate a senior official at a certain level. They had to reaffirm those officials on a yearly basis. And I think in one department, their intent, because their official hadn't changed from year to year, they didn't believe that they needed to reaffirm that official. So it was really interpreting what the directive said. We didn't see instances where I think there was, a wholesale blatant ignoring of what the directive required. We did see them working toward it. We did see in most instances where they hadn't met, there was action being taken. It was just a matter of they hadn't met deadlines. They hadn't gone far enough to take the steps that they needed to be in compliance.
I mentioned that there were two basic elements of the work that you did. One of those was to look at the agency level. The other was to look at the OPM-OMB NARA level overseeing all of this. And you write, OPM-OMB and NARA took steps to implement 11 required oversight actions. Is that 11 out of 11, Valerie?
Actually, they had, 13 actions in total, and they had 11 that needed to be completed before December 2014.
And you write that they did take steps to implement those 11, although not all actions had been completed. What did they leave behind, and are those still in progress?
They are. We had primarily actions with the Office of Management and Budget. One of their requirements was to include records management requirements within the OMB circular A130 as they're revising it. And they are currently working on that. They haven't finished revising that circular yet. So by the nature of where they are, they haven't put that particular requirement in place yet. And this is relating to records management requirements for cloud-based services. We also found that with NARA had about nine specific requirements that it had to meet. And within that, most instances they had taken the actions that they needed to. We did note in a couple of cases, though, where they hadn't established the time frames that they needed for having all of the metadata requirements, certain requirements to really explain specifically what type of data it is and how you would use that data, and to be able to really locate and manage the data, they needed to have certain requirements specified, and they had not fully done that. We also saw where, they were working to identify tools, and they did provide us evidence that they have worked to put tools in place to really help agencies manage. So overall, the intent there has been to try to provide more guidance to the agencies, and we do see them working toward it, but just the need to take some additional steps.